News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Well, as you heard, Donald Trump is saying that the invasion, or rather the attack on Iraq or Iran, is coming to the point of a conclusion and that it is progressing faster than the original plan. He tweeted, or rather truthed, that if Iran does anything that stops the flow of oil within the Strait of Hormuz, they will be hit by the United States of America 20 times harder than they have been thus far. And he goes on to say that we will take out easily destroyable targets that will make it virtually impossible for Iran to ever be built back as a nation again. Death, fire and fury will rain upon them. And he spells rain, R-E-I-G-N. Bel True is with us, the Independent's chief international correspondent in Beirut. Bel True, I suppose, taking away all of the belligerent language, the positive in there is that there may be an end to the conflict if we take Donald Trump at face value.
Yes, I mean, his statements do tend to contradict each other, and he has been talking about this being short and also taking as long as it needs to, months, weeks. The timeline keeps shifting almost every single day, but this is the strongest indication so far that there is going to be an end to this. And there is a lot of pressure globally for that to happen, because it's not just impacting the civilians who are living under this intense bombardment in Iran, or those in Israel, or in the countries that are being hit by Iran in the region, but of course oil prices, the Strait of Hormuz, global shipping, you know, the whole region, including major airports, have been ground to a halt. It's caused a massive ripple effect. So there is pressure for this to end. But at the same time, it doesn't seem that Iran is taking that. You know, the response to Donald Trump's comments from Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps was that they would be the ones who would determine the end of the war. So it does seem to be, you know, differing rhetoric, sometimes contradictory statements. But at the very least, hopefully this will be the end to something that has caused, you know, global problems.
And Bel, the pressure that is taking its toll, I assume it is like what happened with the initial wave of significant tariffs, that the bond market began to plummet and the administration panicked. In the same way, we are seeing, up until his announcement yesterday, we were seeing a drop in global prices for a lot of commodities. We were seeing drops in the major markets, and we were seeing massively rising oil prices. Is that what has stayed his hand?
It possibly could have a massive impact. I mean, Donald Trump is at heart a businessman, and this war has effectively shut, for example, the Strait of Hormuz, which is forcing, you know, which is causing global repercussions. And I think there's also going to be some pressure from the US's regional partners, you know, countries like the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Bahrain, who've come under Iran's fire, are also suffering massively, particularly countries like Qatar and the UAE, who have, you know, presented themselves globally as a safe haven for people in the Middle East. That's impacting their own economies as well. So I think there is a lot of pressure on Donald Trump, but at the same time, you know, he went into this with Israel without, you know, much thought to the region. And I think, you know, ultimately he wants to see this be a victory for him. And what that means is for him, it seems, you know, some kind of form of regime change in Iran.
Although the regime change has seemed to have achieved very little in terms of a change of approach, and an awful lot in terms of creation of martyrs.
Yes, I mean, the issue is, of course, you can't have regime change just through airstrikes alone. You'd need to have boots on the ground and a situation like we saw in Iraq and Afghanistan. But this is certainly something that Donald Trump has been promising. He's saying that he's taken down all the leadership in Iran, that, you know, it's on its knees, and he's even encouraged Iranians to come out and take control of the government themselves. What we've seen is, of course, a massive amount of senior leadership in Iran be taken out. But the appointment of the new supreme leader, being the favourite second son, the hardline son of the former supreme leader, is an indication from Iran that they are not backing down. And so I think the issue that Donald Trump is going to face is trying to sell to his own people that this was in fact a win, that they have managed to really dent Iran, and they have managed to impact the regime there in some way.
Now, the language coming from Iran that they will be the deciders as to when the conflict actually ends, you can see the logic in that and wanting to save face and dignity. But to what extent are they actually going to want to continue any conflict, when a lot of analysis at the outset said that their core objective was simply survival?
Well, at the moment, absolutely. I mean, it's an extraordinary amount of senior leaders in Iran who have been killed, including, of course, the Supreme Leader himself. It's got to the point where when a military commander is killed in an Israeli or US airstrike, the replacement is then killed a few days later. So for the regime in Iran, this is, you know, an existential threat. How long can they keep this up? And the military infrastructure has also been absolutely devastated. The people are also under huge amounts of pressure. The death toll is rising. They've obviously, you know, had this very bloody crackdown on protests leading up to this. But, you know, if this continues much longer, there's going to be the threat of, you know, further upheaval within Iran from their own people as well. So I think Iran is under a huge amount of pressure. But the question is, what is an exit ramp? You know, it doesn't appear that the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps are interested in talks. At the same time, Donald Trump has made it very clear in his, you know, a very bold messaging that he's going to continue these very strong strikes on Iran. The problem that I see is that there doesn't appear to be an exit route for anyone. What is a win for Donald Trump? What is an acceptable not surrender for the regime in Iran? What is the actual goal of this in the long term? And I think the problem is with no clear goals for this, with no clear timeline, then all we have is chaos and more bloodshed.
Belle, thank you very much for that analysis. That's Belle True, who is the Independent's chief international correspondent, joining us from Beirut. And after 8 o'clock, we'll be hearing from Alistair Bunkle, Sky News foreign correspondent, on the impact in the region and on Donald Trump's announcement that the war is coming to a conclusion, or at least getting towards the end of military action from the Americans' perspective. Also, we'll be hearing from Fergal O'Brien, executive director of IBEC, just before 9, because IBEC is calling for supports from the government because of the impact of the war on energy prices and costs more generally. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.